Governor Hassan says since being appointed governor of Western Bahrghazali State more than 6 months ago, civil servants have only received their salaries for June and July last year. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in her office in Wau last week, Hassan said the economic situation in the country is dire, but state officials are trying hard to pay civil servants their full salaries.
People need to take care of their families, and with the lack of salaries, this has been impacting them. If I can get salaries for people, even if I can't get anything else, if they can just get their salaries on time every month, that would be so much for everyone.
Since public service employees have not been paid in several months, Hassan says many have sought other means to earn a living in order to feed their families. Hassan, who is the only female governor for all 10 states, was appointed on the SPLM-IO ticket. She says the outbreak of COVID-19 affected prices of essential commodities in Western Bahrghazali, as lockdowns in the neighboring countries affected the price of importing goods into South Sudan and the state capital Wau in particular.
Generally, the impact on the economy is a worldwide crisis, especially during the COVID-19. And given that South Sudan, we basically rely on the economies of neighboring countries in terms of goods and commodities. In terms of our currency, the dollar rate is now very high compared with our weak currency. So this has impacted our markets, given that the price of the commodities have went high.
Hassan is vowing to work with other South Sudanese political parties to fully implement the revitalized peace agreement as the only means to achieve stability. She's calling on citizens to unite and support the government to achieve reconciliation and healing.
We have no other choice except to work together and to cooperate for the benefit of our people. It's not about competition, and it's not about which party is the majority or who's doing better, but it is more about working together to serve the people of Western Bahrghazali. And I have been clear since I came in and assumed my office that I'm coming here, I'm not the governor of IO, but I'm the governor of Western Bahrghazali.
The security situation in Western Bahrghazali state has been relatively calm over the past few months, according to Hassan. She attributes this to continuous community dialogue. But Hassan says she worries about reports of gender-based violence against women and girls across the state during the lockdown, and called on parents to do more to protect their daughters as they wait for school to reopen.
Students are staying at home, girls and boys, and a lot of things happening. And the female students, the young girls, become victims of gender-based violence, they're victims of rape. There is a lot of reports or cases of early pregnancies or even unplanned pregnancies.
Governor Hassan says she is ready to work with the governors of neighboring Warab, Northern Bahrghazali, and Western Equatorial State, in addition to the Abyei administrative area, to restore social cohesion in the region and address the issue of cattle migration. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.